13 right now, 65 degrees, windy across the entire KVUE listening area with gusts already up to 45 miles per hour. Wind gusts will increase. The winds will be steadily in this 30 to 45 mile an hour range today. High wind warnings, red flag warnings, critical fire danger, low and severe risk later on today as well. Yesterday, we told you that USD 386 Madison Virgil was preparing to go from classroom learning to home-based learning to close out the week. That process is underway now, and we have on with us on the KVUE Sutherland studio line, USD 386 Madison Virgil Acting Superintendent Steve Jowers.
Steve, good morning.
Hey, Steve.
Good morning, guys.
How are you today?
Oh, doing well. At the store right now and, just waiting for the day to get started.
Understood. I think the word came out, it was late Monday night, that you were having to go through basically this change in learning methods here to close out the week. Give us an update on what triggered that and how difficult a decision it was to switch these learning methods here for this week.
So we had to go to homebound learning due to the lack of staffing caused by COVID-19. We were to the point where we couldn't conduct our daily school operations. We had, and that included teaching, bus driving, food service, were all some of the things that were being affected. Now, the thing that really did it for us was when we looked at last week, this really didn't hit until Thursday, but how fast it grew within our staff was the thing that made it. I mean, we had teachers in different buildings that would have never seen each other during school or after school, coming down with COVID, and testing positive. So those were huge concerns. It just made me think that we were getting kind of hammered all at one time, which I knew was a possibility going into this. But it was the how fast it moved. We started with a couple. And then it just kept growing and didn't show any signs of really slowing down. We'd always have teachers come in and get tested, more and more would test positive to a point where, we had subs testing positive. And then we had other subs who didn't want to come in, obviously, because, they were concerned about the holidays coming up and end up getting COVID over the holidays, and nobody wants that. So we ultimately came up with the decision, and I talked about maybe just, starting Christmas break early. But I still wanted to be able to finish out the year, or finish out the semester like we had intended. And I felt like this was a good middle ground to do homebound learning.
Steve,
now are you going to just take this till the end of this week or right up until the Christmas break as far as the home-based learning?
So we're going to do homebound learning the rest of this week, which will take us into our Christmas break. So, when looking at the decision that was, we finally came to on Monday and then discussed Monday night at the board meeting, we knew it was only going to be a few days. We didn't want, we tried to stick it out one more day on Tuesday just to kind of see our numbers, staffing-wise. And then we wanted to give the community notice that, hey, we are transitioning this. It gives them kind of a little over 24 hours to find coverage because we know what kind of strain it can put on a community. And as a parent, I know how difficult childcare is to find. So, we wanted to give them that opportunity. If there was a high school kid or a cousin or an older sibling, they could make those arrangements to find coverage for a kid.
Steve, a couple questions come up after your initial answer to really the situation here for the district. One question comes up is, I guess, how many teachers and staffers do you currently, just basically have all told, and whether you have like a percentage of how many were affected, and is this straight through COVID infections, or are you dealing kind of with an infection / close contact situation here?
See, I'm not really sure I'm not sure what our numbers were. I just know they were increasing. I don't have that off the top of my head.
Sure.
Trying to think, but we were at a rapid uptick, and that was very concerning for me. But when we got to a point where we were trying to staff, and then we had to get creative with how we were staffing and how we were covering our students. Then we got to another point where that wasn't even going to work because it was just all compounding. It happened so fast because, like I said, up until Thursday, we had maybe one positive here and there throughout the entire year. But it just seemed to compound starting last Thursday afternoon.
Do you have a number of kids that are also at this particular point in time with infections, or is this really largely among the adults?
I would say it's both. We did have some students who started to test positive, and when you contact trace, then we end up finding more positives. Then we contact trace that and found some others. But it just, like I said, same with the, it just didn't seem like there was a stopping point, a slowdown, and especially as how fast it happened. But no, our main concern was staffing. If we'd had the staffing, we would have been fine. We'd have stayed in school and, tried to take it all the way into Christmas break. But staffing ultimately was what made our decision.
Steve, extracurricular activities, they have come to a halt then until the new year begins? And have you set up a kind of a food service, though, for people to pick up? How's that going to work?
Yeah, so we're going to send out a shout point, and we'll put it on our Facebook page as well as our school website where they can go and they can sign up for meals. It was one of the things that we wanted to make sure to offer was breakfast and lunch for our community. So they just go on there. Like for today, you'll sign up for Thursday's breakfast. You'll get signed up. You'll swing by the school. And somebody will come out and bring out your food for you, and then, you can just kind of go on your way. So.
Steve, before we let you go, I think tonight was supposed to be the night that you had your regular junior high, I think it was the high school concert, and then you also had the junior high concert, which was rescheduled here to tonight. I'm assuming that those are also on pause?
Yeah, so we had the K through 6 winter concert and the 7 through 12 winter concert. We were going to be separately because we had postponed our K through 6 from last week. And the reason why we did that is we had a couple of positives in classes down here at the elementary. And then we also had some test results we were waiting to come back on. And we just felt like it was in the best interest of all of our students to kind of postpone that. But no, we are looking to reschedule that for the beginning of January. Our kids and our music teacher, Laura McDonald, Megan Dickinson, they work really hard to get those kids ready, and those kids work really hard to be performance ready. So we want to give them that opportunity because that is something that I think is very important. So we're looking at rescheduling that for the beginning of January sometime.
Well, there's never a good time to be, dealing with COVID issues. But I guess if you had to, at the end of this semester, where you've only got a couple of days left before the winter break, is probably as good a time as any. And really, it sounds like you are ready to pivot at a short notice, Steve. You're up and running and going to home based here for at least a couple of days. So we appreciate your time and happy holidays to you and yours.
Yeah, and I want to say Merry Christmas to everybody. Have a safe and Merry Christmas. I look forward to seeing everybody back and healthy. In the new year. And again, thank you guys for inviting me on here. I hope you guys have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
You too, Steve. Thanks. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Steve.
Merry Christmas. Take care.
Yeah, USD 386, Madison Virgil Acting Superintendent Steve Jowers with an update on the COVID situation in Madison. Yeah, the educators dealing with COVID.
Yeah, a pretty rough situation there as far as the rapid spike in COVID cases are concerned, and we'll definitely let you know how that transpires here once we get back from the Christmas break as well here in early January. Want to let you know here that we'll have our Newsmaker 2 segment coming up here shortly.